This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I have a question regarding my menses and was hoping to get an answer from Dr. Zakir Naik. My name is Hiba, age 25 years, from Hyderabad, India. I did not get my periods for more than 5 months. Then I started spotting for around a week, during which time I did pray after taking ghusl or changing pad according to whatever information I could find. Then after a week of spotting, my period started and so I stopped praying. And now my periods have been going on for 17 days non-stop and I haven't prayed. I found somewhere that a woman has to resume prayers if it has been more than 15 days of bleeding. But this 15 days is for people who get normal periods, right? Because in that article it said you should calculate when your period normally would end and then pray, but my periods have never been normal. I never had fixed date. Also, my mom is saying that because you didn't get periods for 5+ months, they are longer now and this period only. And this is a period only. Now I'm confused. Should I consider this period and refrain from praying? Or should I start praying as it is more than 15 days? And I do not want to miss prayers, but I also am having like heavy flow bleeding. So I feel weird praying in such a condition as I'm not sure. Regarding your question that you have not been having period for 5 months and then you had spotting for a few days, then 1 week you had no spotting and then you had bleeding and now you're bleeding continuously for 17 days. As far as the duration for a woman for the menstrual period is not fixed. It can be 3 days, can be 5 days, can be 7 days, can be 1 week, can be 10 days. It's not fixed. As far as what is the duration in which after so many days can you consider at istihada? That means a non-menstrual bleeding or a vaginal bleeding which is not menstruation. So this vaginal bleeding is called as istihada. So there is no fixed period or number of days mentioned in the Quran or in the Hadith. There is scholarly difference regarding what days can you consider after so many days of bleeding, can you consider at istihada or a non-menstrual bleeding or a normal vaginal bleeding? Majority of the scholars, they say that if the bleeding is for more than 15 days, you can consider it at istihada, meaning a non-menstrual bleeding or an abnormal vaginal bleeding. But there are scholars who say that since there is no definite number of days mentioned in the Quran or the Hadith, some scholars say that it can be a menstrual cycle, whether it's for 2 days, 5 days, 10 days, 17 days, even until if it's for more than a month. If it is for 30 days, then you can consider it as istihada, or if it stops for 2 or 3 days. So there's scholarly difference between the two opinions. Majority of the scholars say that if it's more than 15 days, you can call it as a non-menstrual bleeding or istihada or an abnormal vaginal bleeding. But some scholars say that no, only if it touches 30 days or more or crosses 30 days, can you call it as an abnormal vaginal bleeding or non-menstrual bleeding, or if it stops for 2 days in between. But majority scholars, they say more than 15 days, as you mentioned in talk. Now coming to your question. But there can be no periods even for a long duration of 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. Medically, it's possible. So when Sheikh Utaimi was asked the question, so he said that there is possibility a woman may not have bleeding for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, even 5 months. And suddenly, she may have a bleeding even for a month. So maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held her menstrual cycle and all came out together. So Sheikh Utaimin has two views. Even more than 15 days, you can consider as istihada. And one of his views is that if it is 30 days or more, it is then only called as istihada. And on the same question, was asked to Sheikh bin Baz. He said that if it's for more than 15 days, yes, you can counter istihadah. But a lady asked that she bled for 17 days and after that stopped. So Sheikh bin Baz said, consider your menstrual cycle was for 17 days. After that, have a ghusl and you can start praying. The other lady asked him that I bled for 18 days and then it stopped. So Sheikh bin Baz said, consider your menstrual cycle was for 18 days and after that have ghusl and you start praying, and if it's the month of Ramadan, you start fasting. So here we come to know that there is scholarly difference of opinion after how many days can you count it as istihada or a non-menstrual bleeding. Now, if you read the hadith of Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, she says that Fatima bint Hubaysh, may Allah be pleased with her, she asked the Prophet that she has been having istihada and she's not praying and she's feeling uncomfortable. So the Prophet said that if it's the istihada, if it's a non-menstrual bleeding, it may be a vein. So what you do is you see what were your periods earlier, and for those days you don't pray, count those days as your menstrual cycle. And after that, have ghusl and start praying. If it is the month of Ramadan, you start fasting. The similar hadith, now this hadith mentioned about Hazrat Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari. There is an hadith in Sahih Muslim where it says that Umm Habiba, she went to the Prophet and said that I am having istihada and my bleeding is continuous. So the Prophet said that you check what was your normal cycle previously and based on that, calculate those number of days and you think that is your menstrual cycle and have a ghusl after that and start praying. For example, if a woman has a menstrual cycle from first day of the month for 5 days, then you think, and if you start having istihada, and when you come to know that istihada more than 15 days have passed or more than 1 month have passed, and you realize, then you start thinking, okay, now this is istihada, so my main menstrual cycle is only from the first day to the fifth day for 5 days. And after that, you have your ghusl and start praying and think that the rest of the bleeding, it is istihada. Or maybe a woman has a menstrual cycle from the fifth day for the next 7 days. So when you start having istihada, you have been bleeding for more than a month, then you consider that your fifth day is your cycle for next 7 days. After the next 7 days are over, you have ghusl, and even if it bleeds, you think it's istihada and you can pray. So from these two hadith, it is very clear that the Prophet said, if you have istihada, then you follow your previous cycle. Now, regarding istihada, there are three conditions. The first condition is that before having istihada, the abnormal vaginal bleeding, you had a normal menstrual period. Maybe for many years, you are a woman who's having a menstrual period and the cycle was regular. Every fifth day you had for about 5 days or 6 days. The cycle may vary. Some people have for 5 days, some for 6 days, some for 10 days. It was regular. So when you're having regular menstrual cycle for many months or many years, and then istihada starts, then you follow the hadith of the Prophet. That based on your previous cycles, whether your cycle, your menstruation was for 5 days or 7 days or 8 days, count those 5 days or 7 days or 8 days as your menstrual cycle. And after that, you do your ghusl, think you're purified, and then don't count it as menstruation, count istihada, and you start praying. So this is the first type of istihada. The second type, that what may be similar to the question asked, that you never had a regular menstrual cycle in your life before. And suddenly you start having this istihada, the abnormal vaginal. So you don't know what has happened in the past. So in this case where you do not know what is your normal menstrual cycle, you never had any experience, and you start with this istihada without having a regular menstrual cycle, then the scholars and the fuqaha say, then you have to see the thickness of the blood. And you have to see the color of the blood. What is brown, then became red. Smell the odor. So first, you can feel the thickness of the blood. Second is you can see the color of the blood. The third is you can smell the odor. There's a different odor for a menstrual blood and a non-menstrual blood. And you can see a white discharge. That means the menstrual cycle has ended. So if the thickness reduces, then the count, the number of days, where the thickness is there, that is the menstrual cycle. When it becomes thin, that's the istihada, that is not your menstrual cycle. If the color is dark and then becomes light, fresh blood, then think the dark part is your menstrual cycle and the fresh red, that's a normal bleeding. If the order is that of a menstrual cycle, think those days where the blood is, the order is that of a menstrual cycle, that is the days of your menstrual cycle, and after that it's normal. So this is the second type of istiada where you didn't have any history in the past, but the thickness changes or the color changes or the order changes. The third category is of istihada where there is no change. You're having istihada, a continuous vaginal bleeding, that's a non-menstrual bleeding, and there is no change in the thickness of the blood, there's no change in the color, there's no change in the order. So here, there's a hadith that is mentioned by Ahmad, may Allah mercy on him, which has been mentioned Sahih by Tirmidhi and even Hassan by Imam Bukhari, that a lady by the name of Hamna al-Hubaysh goes to the Prophet and says that I've been having istihada and there is no change in the color or the thickness or the smell. So the Prophet says that you consider 6 or 7 days as the menstrual cycle from the time it starts, and after that have ghusl and you can pray. Now here this is the third type of istihada, that you never had a history of a regular period in the past, and your istihada is no change in color, no change in thickness, no change in order. So here the day it starts, the Prophet said, count 6 or 7 days, take ghusl. Now 6 or 7 days doesn't mean, because according to medical science, the majority, the most common cycle for a woman is 6 to 7 days. And even medical science says that. But that doesn't mean, as I told earlier, the cycle of some women can be for 3 days, can be 5 days. But the most common number of days is 6 or 7 days. It can even be 8 days, can be 10 days, can be 15 days. So the Prophet said, from the time it starts, count 6 or 7 days, and then you do ghusl. That doesn't mean that you can choose what you want. So what you have to do here, the scholars say, that you have to check with the woman of your type, your build, your weight, your structure, your type of woman, and check the woman around you, in your house, in your society, in your neighborhood. And then you can judge that people of my type, what is the common day, is it 6 or is it 7? So when you find it is 6, then from the time you get the bleeding, you think the first 6 days are menstrual cycle, have the ghusl on the 7th day and start praying. If the women around you are more closer to 7 days, then think your menstrual cycle is for 7 days. So the day the bleeding starts, count from 1st to 7 days, 8th day have a bath and have ghusl and start praying. So this was in a nutshell, what do you do when you have irregular menstrual cycle or abnormal vaginal bleeding or istihada? And this is the opinion of the majority of the fuqahas and the scholars. Hope that answers the question.